This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Ben Affleck is a busy man. The actor and director who was reared in Cambridge has another film out now, set in Prohibition-era Boston. The Irish and Italians are in a blood feud over the trade in bootleg liquor, and that means gun malls, car chases, and a lot of, you know... The film is called Live by Night. It's based on the crime story by Boston author Dennis Lehane. Our own Tom Meek, film critic for WBUR's The Artery, survived every one of those bullets. He's here to tell us the tale, or at least tell us about Affleck's new movie. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
So Ben Affleck says this film is a love letter to classic 30s and 40s cinema. If so, it's a rather torrid love story. Was that scene representative of the film?
It is. The film is very violent. Most of it, actually, even though it's the front part's based in Boston, most of it takes place in Tampa, Florida.
How come? Describe the plot.
Well, Affleck basically gets caught between the two factions, the Irish and the Italian mobs. He makes a mistake of falling for the Irish leader's girlfriend. And so
you never want to do that.
You never want to do that. And actually, it's even more complicated than that because Affleck's father is a prominent police officer. So he comes back from the First World War, and we don't get all the details why, but he falls in with the Irish mob, falls into bed with the mob's head's girlfriend, and ends up down in Florida. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on there. And Lehane's novels can be very complex, and there's a lot of subplots that work their way around.
Now, Dennis Lehane actually is the executive producer of this film, and he and Ben Affleck also collaborated on Gone Baby Gone. Are they a good match together in their storytelling?
Well, for Gone Baby Gone, yes. In this film, quite frankly, I think Ben Affleck may have bitten off more than he can chew. I mean, he wrote it, he stars in it, he's directing it. Here's Ben Affleck trying to take control of the sheriff down in Tampa.
Sheriff, played by Chris Cooper.
You know what happens if you don't help me?
No, I don't.
More bodies are going to pile up. More articles like Cigar City Slaughter are going to get written. And the chief's going to get pushed out.
You too.
Maybe.
Difference is, when you get pushed out, someone does it with a bullet to the back of your ear.
And in that scene, it's classic. There's the police officer that's not going to go on the take, and the criminal that's going to ultimately die by his organization.
Was it a good watch?
It's a very engrossing film. I got to say, it moves from beginning to end. You just don't really understand all the characters' motivations, and plot lines drop in that just feel like they're out of left field. Of course, at the end of it, it all makes sense.
And along the way, how much do we get to enjoy scenes of Boston or Greater Boston?
There's a wonderful recreation of the Fairmont Copley Plaza Hotel with Model Ts and Rolls-Royce Silver Ghosts out front, which is wonderful, and flappers inside. And there's a recreation of Charlestown Prison Yard, which really looks authentic and stuff. He does a beautiful job. The set design, the camera work in this film is phenomenal. It's just as the plot just doesn't all come together.
The film opens today. It's called Live by Night, reviewed by Tom Meek of WBUR's The Artery. You can find his written review of Live by Night at WBUR.org. Tom Meek, thank you.
Thank you.